And that flute music can only mean one thing. It means we've reached that hour or that moment in the hour when we talk to the fabulous Flora Lichtman about the video pick of the week. Flora, what's up?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Flora.
Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to be here, and thank you so much for having me. Okay.
Okay, down to business.
Down to business.
This week, we have a story about scientists who have basically made a stun gun for worms.
A stun gun for worms.
Very important research.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of worm, you know, worm attacks are being rampant all over the place. No, it's more important than that.
All right, so here's the story. Neil Branda, who's a chemist at Simon Fraser University in Canada, and his colleagues took a nematode worm, also known as C. elegans, this experimental model organism. They fed it a light-sensitive chemical. So that's a chemical that changes when you expose it to different types of light.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shined the worm with UV light.
Ultraviolet light, okay.
Ultraviolet light. And something kind of remarkable happened. First, the worm turned blue, which is kind of a side point, and then it became paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
So here's where the stun comes in.
You don't think it's just resting?
Apparently enough worms started resting after
okay.
the UV
so
light.
So they decided it was paralyzed. Okay.
And then the next part, and here's where it's new. When they shined the worms back with visible light, they started moving again.
So this was a reversible stun
mechanism
that's switched on and off by light.
Right.
And
you can see it on our website at sciencefriday.com.
I knew that was coming. No, I have to confess, I took a peek at it. It's pretty remarkable. You should go have a look. Flora, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's it for today's hour. Flora Lichtman is the digital media producer for Science Friday, and that was her you were just hearing. This program is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Bergquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is the producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher is our science arts producer, and Shelley Dubois is the Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch is our technical director, and he's here. I can see him at the controls in New York City. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to write to us, you can send us a letter by U.S. mail, Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or you can use that new thing we call email. That address is scifry@npr.org. Check out sciencefriday.com for more information and links to today's program. You can listen to past editions of Science Friday online or take them with you as a podcast. For NPR News in New York, I'm Joe Palca.